Hello and welcome to the Wanted podcast. My name is Pew Mpia, editor of Business Day Wanted. It's June 2024 and we're still receiving lovely feedback on our fashion and identity issue, starring six fashion tribes. You can read the full issue at wantedonline.co.za, and our digital issues are now much more accessible on the site as part of a recent effort we'll talk about a little bit later. Talking about our website, relatively recently, a new set of hands took over the digital reins at Wanted. Khumutso Muntshu Maripane has been our digital editor for a few months now, and we thought it would be a good idea for you to meet her, find out a little bit about her and what happens on our digital platforms. And she'll also share what we can look forward to in the next while. Khumutso is a seasoned, well-rounded journalist with a strong background in culture reporting and has been a boon for us at Wanted, and we're very happy to have her. Hi, Khumutso. It's a pleasure to have you.
Thank you very much. Lovely intro. Thanks.
Cool. So I thought, I thought we'd bring you in. I'm sure some people in our audience would have noticed your byline on the site. And, you know, our contributors would have been dealing with you. And many of them will know you, of course, from the industry. And many of our readers will know you. And I know that many of them have been excited so that you've joined us. So I thought, you know, let's bring you in, find out a little bit more about you and also talk about, you know, the great stories that we're running on Wanted Online. I think we're having a really good moment. And also the new developments. We've been working hard behind the scenes to give you new things. And so we've started dripping those out and we'll talk all about those a little bit later. But for you, Khumutso, sure. So you joined us in February. How has it been?
It's been an interesting shift from being a writer, a freelance one, for some time to being digital editor. I've had to remember not to work so autonomously and to always check and consult. It's been about constant learning, you know, trial and error. But I've had moments of pride, you know. For a journalist, the excitement of seeing your byline never gets old, especially when the story is great. But I've now discovered a new thrill, and that's seeing my name in Wanted magazine with digital editor next to it. I feel so honored. I'm 4 months in, and it's quite emotional when I see that, but I'm aware that there's a responsibility to it and I have to do that justice.
Sure. And for people who, may not be aware of you, where have they been? But anyway, so would you give us maybe, let's call it your elevator CV, and what in your career kind of has led you to this moment?
Okay, as you've mentioned, you've alluded to it in your intro, I've been in the industry for about, I can say, 20 years now. I've always known print is where my strength is. And then I interned with publications like Marie Claire when it was still around. And I've always, I think the aim for me has always been to write work of a substantial nature, you know, quality stuff. And I guess that's why over the years I've gravitated to, I think quality attracts quality. So with this innate aim to really do write substantial stuff, I've been associated with publications that match that. So I've been, you know, I started at independent newspapers around 2005, covering pretty much entertainment and lifestyle, but we're talking theater, film, music. From then on, I think that was where I was groomed, really. I grew there. I was trained by people like Janet Smith, Dion De Beer, and Adrian Sichel. And then from there, I think I was 8 years there, and then I got into freelance because I just got married and we moved. So that's when I started freelancing around that time. And still, my byline would show up in the Mail and Guardian New Frame. I had applied for assistant lifestyle editor at Business Day, which I'd also been freelancing for over the years. And I was quite surprised when I got the call from Wanted, and that's how I ended up here.
Sure, I remember that call because I made it. And months later, here we are. So, you know, it's interesting that you talk about quality, and at Wanted, of course, we're all about quality. But it's a different, you know, it's a different kind of posture that you have to take at Wanted than perhaps you would take at the Mail and Guardian, for example, because much as the standard of writing, if we're having a writing conversation, has to be up there, you know, with what we'd come to expect from Mail and Guardian over the years. There are some nuances to the job, apart from the fact that, you know, as an editor, you must write and you must work on other people's copy. But there's also the, you know, for us, there's also the luxury lifestyle focus, for example. We do have a culture pillar, but our primary pillars are, you know, luxury and lifestyle. So what has that adjustment been for you? How has that adjustment been for you?
I think when I started, I mentioned how everything has been a learning experience. And I think the perfect example of that came into play when I did the Strauss-Kahn art and jewelry auction stories a couple of weeks back. And I was a little intimidated with writing about jewelry because I'd never done it before. And I understood that there's a language to these things. And I got to learn that when I helped cover the 2024 Watches and Wonders for digital platforms. It was a matter of just being honest with the people I was dealing with the PR people I got the info from, about my standpoint and asking questions. Through that process, I was taken through the pieces with consideration, and I could learn and I could understand. And once I could understand the language, things were then simplified, and I could articulate the story in a way that, first of all, I and the readers could understand. So for me, the learning doesn't stop, and I'm constantly opening myself up to that. I've just started, and it's a continuing learning experience.
I'm thinking about the culture reporting that we've been able to put out over the last 6 months. You know, when you joined, it was one of the areas that you identified as wanting to strengthen. Traditionally, we've covered art very well, and we continue to do that. And when I joined, you know, it was towards the tail end of COVID, but we were still in some kind of restriction, and people were spending a lot more time indoors. And you know, we had to think about what people wanted to see, and hence we upped our film and streaming content, for example, on the culture pillar, you know. But culture also encompasses fashion, that, you know, we've always covered fashion, but there's also music, you know, we've bumped up over the last 6 months, theater and other, other staged events. Take us through the last few months and how you've looked at our culture coverage and what you've tried to infuse into it.
So yes, it's been great to sort of feel that space with the kind of content that I felt was needed. So I think the first interview that we ran with was with Czech-based ballet soloist Thoriso Mahoma, which remains in our top 10 stories. And so is the piece on Ntoza Keshange for Colored Girls. Even if the play is done and dusted, it still remains one of our top 10 most read stories. I've been excited about writing a lot about contemporary dance, because we've got great caliber of dancers in the country. And I mean, there are politics around that, about how they're not appreciated at home and how most of them are, you know, making it overseas. But it's been exciting to write about Dada Masilo and what she's doing. And, you know, responses to that were also quite overwhelming on the site, because, I think you know, people that follow her, and, you know, we're quite excited. So, you know, stories such as Sophia Town, about Sophia Town, the play, also got some really nice engagements. But the music as well, I've been quite excited to get writers who really write well in that department. Got a contributor to write on Duduzo Makatini. That was one of the stories that stood out. So we'll talk more about the others that are coming. But it's been really lovely to sort of fill that space, and to see the response also means that people are kind of hungry for this.
And to broaden that a little bit more, maybe to take our readers into kind of into our back end, what are the kinds of stories that usually do well for us? What are our readers interested in? Well, beyond the culture stuff that's clearly having traction.
Yes, travel does very well for us. People always jump onto, you know, stories that have to do with travel. And then our voices page, which covers a bit of culture and our columns. And we spoke about quality earlier, and I'm very proud of the caliber of our columns. And, you know, people respond to that as well as the culture. But food also does very well. Actually, so people are always ready to to engage with, you know, what's happening where in the culinary scene. So those sort of three pillars, anything that has to do with food, our readers really engage with it with gusto. But also, I've noticed how within the voices, there's the gifted page that we do. And I love how also people engage with that, because it's sort of, because we put it on a Monday, and you know, it really sets people's, I think it sets people's week, for positivity and motivation. And so those interviews we've had with, Amanda Leigh Cherry, Nondogozo Madonsela, did really well. Just people, you know, responding to that.
People respond to people still, yes. Right? It's a common thing. Yeah. Well, talking about food, I mean, we can announce here for the first time to our audience that next month is our first ever food issue. This is a response to, you know, this hunger for, if you excuse the pun, for food content. And of course, a lot of that, you know, print content will go online. In fact, most of it will go online. Right now, we're heading towards the end of June. And we still have a lot of content from our June issue that we are still to bring out there. And obviously, there's also organic content, you know, that goes on to Wanted Online. Maybe you can take us through what stories we can expect in the last few weeks of June.
Queuing from you with the food. I'm excited about this week's food story. You know, it's just covering James Dyack's Indian winter tasting menu at Basalt. June is, as you said in the beginning, our fashion and identity issue. And we ran with your Fashion Tribe story, profiling six incredible style makers. But it was in two parts. So we ran with part one this week. So we'll end the week with part two, featuring, you know, Yuri Paleman, Kabelo Kungwane, and Tando. So that's something to sort of end the month with. We can also look forward to an interview soon with trombonist and composer Malcolm Giane, which I'm quite excited about. So, and as you've mentioned, Wanted covers art in a very specialist way. We've got an exhibition on Carol Nell, who hasn't exhibited in Johannesburg for a while, and his exhibition is at the Wits Art Museum. So we've got that coming up. I think we'll end the month with those incredible stories.
And before I let you go, We spoke earlier on about some changes that are happening to our interface on the website. It's quite exciting for us. We've been working on these for a while. We haven't implemented all of them, but maybe you can just take us through
yes,
what we have.
Very exciting. Yeah, we've given our website a fresh and enlivening look with new updates. I think what immediately grabs your eye, grabs our eye because we're in there is, you know, the updated navigation bar, which is much more centralized. But for the viewer who's not might not notice that, I think what immediately would grab them is our YouTube video embed at the top, where you can actually peek into the making of our June fashion spread. Yeah, beautiful visuals there. Our digital issue is also available to page through in a very lovely way, in a way that is sort of user-friendly. And we've also just added the most read articles block on our website's homepage, which helps us track which stories our readers are engaging with and sort of move with them in that sense. I think we're tinkering and playing around with, you know, adding video embeds and links to the wanted digital issue going forward. And we're also going to sort of work on adding new sections and subsections so that the stories are perfectly slotted and, you know, in their suitable sections for easier navigation as we expand.
Sure. And I think I think as far as this podcast goes, it will also get some prominence on the homepage as one of the updates. So you know, we'll be fully audio visual, from the onset and, you know, fully much better accessibility, as you said, to our digital issue, you know, which puts a lot of our content, you know, so there's a lot, I mean, with the video content, for example, there's a lot of it that goes on social media. But I think with this new interface, we're able to share a lot of that video on our website as well. So it's really exciting times. It's wantedonline.co.za. If you didn't know, we update that daily. Please follow us on Instagram as well. Wanted Online, Facebook, Wanted Online SA, sorry, on X as well. Komuto, thank you so much for joining us. It was a pleasure chatting to you. I'll let you get back to work now.
Thank you so much for having me.